Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So when you get the picture of Jacob and his mom and all that was taking place, his mom was not going to allow that ungodly son of hers to receive the blessings. Now, this is how she was going to do it. Now, it was wrong. She didn't trust God, much like Sarah didn't trust God. Remember the promise about, I'm going to give you a son, and they waited a while, and she took things in her own hands and got Hagar. Well, go into Abraham, let's have a son. Okay, you remember? She took things in her own hand. It made a mess of things, Rebecca did the same thing. I know the promise of God was to Isaac. I mean, was to Jacob. But Isaac, my husband's fixing to do something, and I got to prevent this. Don't you know God can do things without our help? Sometimes we think we need to help God do his will. God's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He don't need our help. Sometimes in his word. And anyway, that's what's going on here. Verse number 9 says, go and feed at, and then verse number 10, thou shalt bring thy father that he may eat, that they may bless thee before his death. Rebecca went about to do what she thought was right in her own wisdom. She was going to save God's plan. Why do you think, and I wrote this down, why do you think God needs our help to carry out his divine plan? God is sovereign, and he doesn't need us to mess it up. Are you following what Rebecca did? All right. Then verse number 11 through 17, we see the preparations. And I like to, boy, I ain't got time to read all this. There's the preparations are made for this. Let me read this. Even though his father was blind, losing sight, his sense of touch was still sound, so he could easily distinguish Jacob's smooth skin from Esau's hairy skin. Remember, Esau was hairy. That's what the name Esau means. He was a hairy man, okay? His father, in anger, would then curse him, speaking of Jacob, instead of blessing him when he found out he was tricked. And that would make matters worse than ever. So Rebecca, the mom, when you read verses 1 through 17, she knew that the plan would work out. And to ease Jacob's mind, she said, listen, all of this is on me. Matter of fact, if your dad finds out, I'll let him know it was my idea and that you, my son, were only obeying me. And she says in these passages of scripture, if any curses him is involved, that I'll put it on myself. In other words, if this plan fails, if Isaac finds out it's you and he goes to curse you, I'm going to say, wait, put the curse on me because it's all my idea. I'm going to take full responsibility. That's what those verses are talking about. Jacob therefore proceeded to follow her instructions, selecting and killing two kids of the goat. Matter of fact, do you know goats and venison taste nothing alike? However, if you put a lot of salt and pepper sauce and pepper ketchup or whatever, you make a lot of things taste the same, you know. I don't know how she fixed it up. But if you've had goat and you've had venison, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, just plain meat, they taste nothing alike. Isaac ate of it, and he couldn't tell the difference. But anyway, Rebecca began to prepare the meat. And while the meat was roasting, cooking, she prepared the skins in such a way as to simulate the skin of a hairy man on Jacob. In some way, she fastened these skins on Jacob's hands and neck, put it on his neck, too, because he fell on his neck, and then put the smell of the field on them. I mentioned earlier, obviously, he was a man of the field, so I'm going to tell on Kendall and Herman again, Like, they're up in Georgia for about 4 days, and Kendall said they took one shower. They come in the house and say, well, you didn't have to tell me you ain't took a shower. He said it was so nice, no girls around, nobody around. He didn't have to, so they didn't take a shower. Their showers when they first got there. The rest of the time they stunk like the rest of the, you know. But anyway, Herman, are you in here, Herman? He's probably outside. Okay, he's hearing this, I'm sure. Okay. Well, that she made him smell like the field. In other words, he didn't smell very good. That's the thought. That's the thought there. Okay. Then verses 18 through 25. Boy, there's so much here. Let me just read these real quick. And he came to his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? Who art thou, my son? Remember, his voice is a little different. And Jacob said unto him, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? I know you're a good hunter, but I didn't know you're that good of a hunter. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Lie, lie, lie. Verse 27. Or 21, and Isaac said unto Jacob, well, come near, I pray that I may feel thee, my son, whether or not thou be my very son Esau, or not already, even though he couldn't see very well. He knew there was something strange going on. He didn't sound nothing like something strange happening here. I say this sometimes when people think, I say, it ain't like I fell off a turnip truck, you know. You get the point, anyway. Verse number 22, Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, thy voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Jacob. I could just hear him, I could just imagine him trying to have Esau's voice, and he probably talking like this, and all of a sudden, I don't know. He tried to disguise his voice, but no, you sound like Jacob, not Esau. Verse number 23, and he discerned him not because his hands were hairy as his brothers Esau's were, so he blessed him. And get that, so he blessed him. Verse number 24, and he said, are you really Esau? And he said, I am, Dad, I am. Lie. And he said, bring it near to me that I may eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he did drink. And I could talk about that, but I need to move on. And his father Isaac said unto him, come now, near now, and kiss me, my son. His father still wondering about these things. He can't see. Well, you sure feel like him, but you don't sound like him. Verse number 27, he came near, and he kissed him, and he smelled him. The smell of his raiment, and then he blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is at the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed him. Therefore, God, give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn. So we see that Isaac blessed Jacob. Jacob received the blessing. Also notice in these verses that Isaac repeated God's own promise to Abraham in Genesis 12:3. When he says in verse number 29, in the last part, that not only that thy mother's son bow down to thee, but cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be everyone that blessed thee. The same exact promise that God made to Abraham about the blessings and cursings, Isaac gave it to Jacob instead. Well, time's running out, but in our morning study, but from verses 30 to 40, Esau comes in. Interesting. Look at verse number 30. As it came to pass, as soon as Isaac made an end of the blessing, and Jacob was yet, he had just gone out, left the presence of Isaac, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.